You're listening to Rhema for Today.
And when I went in, she heard it, you know, opened the door and stopped. And she said, I said, what in the world are you doing? Well, she said, I'm praying. Yeah, but what are you saying? I said, I don't know. You don't know? No. But said, it's sure good. Well, where'd you get it? Well, she said, there's a fellow used to be a Baptist preacher that's preaching down there at the Full Gospel Church. And I went down there last night and he laid hands on me and the Holy Ghost came on me and I spake with other tongues. And so she said, now, when I said, yes, I believe in it, yes and no. Yes, I believe that there is such an experience and I believe she received it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I said hallelujah about 8 times. And then about that time, it was just like somebody built a fire right in here, a bonfire, right here. Now, everybody's going to have your own individual experience. Everybody should speak with tongue, but it may be different with some folk. To me, right in here, it just felt like there's a burning, just like somebody built a fire. And it just blazed up, and I could see these words springing up, see, coming up inside me. And it seemed like I'd know what they sound like if they were spoken. I just started speaking them out. And I looked at my watch, and 8 minutes past 6 p.m., and they went on, got ready, and I just stayed there on my knees and spoke with other tongues till 7:45. Glory to God. Sang 3 songs in other tongues. Got up and walked down the street speaking in tongues. No, not out loud. I'm not an idiot, you know. But it was speaking to myself in other tongues as I walked down the street to church. Now, how did I get faith to be filled with the Spirit? Why wasn't I filled with the Spirit the year before? I was just as much saved the year before as it was that year. I was already preaching. I was already pastor of a church out in the country. Why didn't I get filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, I didn't expect to and I didn't believe to. Why didn't I? How did I get faith? The Word. I could tell you again and again experiences like this, but let me tell you an experience. I was preaching in South Texas church and I laid hands on folks to be healed and to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I sat in a chair on the platform, and so I got to this certain lady, and I said to her, what did you come for? See, I'd ask them what they came for, because you instruct people a little different if they came for healing or if they came for the Holy Ghost. So she said, well, I came to guess to receive that Holy Ghost business. And I said, well, are you saved? Well, are you born again? She said, well, I'm a member, and she mentioned such and such a Baptist church. Well, of course, I used to be Baptist, you see. So I said, you understand, you could be a member here of this Full Gospel Church where I'm preaching. That wouldn't make you saved or born again. Do you know you've been born again? Do you know you're a child of God? She said, Brother Hagin, I know I'm a child of God. I know I have been born again. Fine, I said. I'll accept your testimony. Don't let the devil cheat you out of it. Now, you see, because I know of her background, because I was there, I said, do you believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking with other tongues? Well, now she said, to be perfectly honest with you. And I said, well, don't just be perfectly honest. Just be brutally frank about it. That's the way we Texans are, you know. Just be brutally frank about it. Well, she said, yes and no. I said, what do you mean? Yes or no, I believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking another tongue. Well, she said, I'll tell you. My neighbor lives right next door to me. Both of our families are members of this same Baptist church. Our husbands work in the oil refinery. There's just enough room to drive an automobile down, you know, between our, they sat real close together. And she said, night before last, she was in the service here. And you laid hands on her and she received this experience and spoke the other tongues. Now, I didn't know that. But she said, like I said, there's just enough room to drive a car, just a driveway down between our two houses. And I heard her over there praying. Well, I'd heard her pray before. Windows are up, you see. And I heard her praying. I'd heard her pray before. But said she began to pray in this strange language. And when she did, said, it just seemed to me like that there's something, you know, just come out of her room and across the driveway and over into my room. I could feel it. And it was good. And I just ran out the back door and ran in there, you know, and there she is on her knees praying in this strange language. And when I went in, she heard it, and, you know, opened the door and stopped. And she said, I said, what in the world are you doing? Well, she said, I'm praying. Yeah, but what are you saying? I said, I don't know. You don't know, no. But said, it's sure good. Well, where'd you get it? Well, she said, there's a fellow used to be a Baptist preacher that's preaching down there at the Full Gospel Church. And I went down there last night, and he laid hands on me, and the Holy Ghost came on me, and I spake with other tongues. And so she said, now, when I said, yes, I believe in it, yes and no. Yes, I believe that there is such an experience, and I believe she received it. But no, I don't know whether it's for me or not. Well, you can see she's unbelief to a certain extent, isn't she? I don't know whether it's for me or not. I said, how are you going to find out? Well, she said, I thought you'd lay hands on me. And if it's God's will, he'd fill me with the Holy Ghost. And if not, he wouldn't. I said, no, I can't lay hands on you because you wouldn't receive. You'd go off and say it's not the will of God. Well, she said, what am I going to do then? Well, I said, let's just find out what the Word of God said. I'm sitting in a chair there. I reached up on the pulpit and got my Bible. And I opened it to the same scriptures the Lord had given me. Acts 2:38, 39, had to read them out loud. Then Acts 2:4. Now anybody could see, they could hear what she said because over the microphone in the church they could hear, you see, because I had the microphone right there. And she'd said, well, yeah, I believe she received, believed it's for her, but don't know whether it's for me or not. You can see she's in unbelief. You see, she doesn't have faith to receive. She read those verses, closed my Bible, handed it back to me, and said, yeah, it's for me. Just lay your hand on me. I'll be healed. I'll be filled right now. I just reached my hand out and barely brushed her forehead and said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. She lifted both hands, started speaking instantly. I've had that to happen thousands of times, not one meeting, through the years. Instantly. Now, what was the difference? You see, well, the entrance of his words giveth light. Faith comes by hearing. The moment she knew what the word says. You see, the moment the light's there, faith is there. It's automatically there. Can you see that? All right, how do you receive faith for healing? Same way. What does the Word of God say on the subject? What does the Word of God say on the subject? How do you receive faith for healing? Well, I know when I was born again, the 22nd day of April, 1933, I was hilariously happy. The doctor said I had to die. It didn't make me a bit of difference in the world if I did die, if I didn't die. I'm ready. Glory to God. Just soon to have gone on from the natural standpoint, the spiritual standpoint. Didn't know that there's possibility of you even being healed. Believe what the doctor said. And they only knew, you know, what they knew from the medical standpoint, the natural standpoint. They couldn't do me any good, so I've got to die. And every night when the lights are all out in the house, and everybody's left alone in, you know, and I'm left alone in bed and with my own thoughts, I would say, there to begin with, I would say, and for many days, I would say, well, I probably won't be here, you know, when morning comes. The doctor had said to me, you could just die any moment. You may be dead 10 minutes from now. The doctor said to me, in those days, 1933, we had no air conditioning, you know, windows are open. He pointed back to the window of the house, see a car go by. We didn't have all the traffic in 33 we got now. He said, somebody might be sitting by your bedside here. And a car drives by and they turn to look out the window, you see, and look back and you'd be gone without a sound. Dead. And so I said to myself, night after night, well, they'll probably find me dead in bed in the morning. Somebody said, that's not faith. Certainly not. Not faith for healing, because I don't know about that. Well, I don't believe in it. Never heard a thing on it. Don't know a thing about it. Got faith for salvation, faith for heaven. Glory to God. Amen. And so, I would say to myself, you know, and I'd never heard anybody praise God. Never heard anybody praise God. I'd never in my life heard anybody say, praise the Lord. I'd never in my lifetime ever heard anybody say, glory to God. I'd never in my lifetime ever heard anybody say, "Thank you, Jesus." Never. I'd had somebody pray in church, Deacon Jones, or somebody, and they'd pray and say, "Amen." That's all you'd ever heard. But some way or another, I said, I don't know why I said, must have said it out of my spirit, "I'm going to praise myself to sleep. Glory to God." And I'd never heard anybody do it, but I'd start saying very, you know, just quietly to myself, "Praise the Lord, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad I'm saved. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't go to hell. Hallelujah." They'll probably find me dead in bed in the morning, but I'm going to put a smile on my face. And when they see me, they see me smiling, they'll know I died happy. Woo, that's the only way to die. I said, that's the only way to die. Glory to God. And I'll tell you the truth about it. I wouldn't praise God very long till I just fall off to sleep. That's the best way in the world. I do that yet. Best way in the world. People are always taking everything in the world. Some of them to go to sleep. Some of them to wake up. Some of them to get up. And some of them to get down. And some, you know, downers they call them, uppers or whatever. I don't know anything about anything like that. I haven't even much as had an aspirin in 50 years. Amen. I think, you know, if folks need things, well, fine, that's all right. You're not against that, not condemning anybody. But I tell you, just so much better. It's just so much better. I said, it's just so much better. Amen. Glory to God. And so, I'd praise myself to sleep. But then I got into the Bible. You see, something kept telling me, that Holy Ghost in me, that teacher, that anointing that teaches you, kept telling me, I don't mean in words, I mean an inward intuition telling me you could be healed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6 yeah. p.m.
And then yeah, on Monday. Sunday night it's at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday,
yes.
it's at 10 a.m.,
yes.
2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is Summer Blitz for the teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through 5th grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that Summer Blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.